Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Nav Shir sponsor, Lurinishman Sam Biakashol and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Chov Dalet. The Gemara in the Amud Beis brings that the Pasuk says regarding the poros, the cows that came from Plishtim to Am Yisrael carrying the Oron, it says, Vayisharinu haporos bederech al derech Beit Shemesh. This poros were going straight, but the Gemara Darshins, they said a shiro. They sang as they were going up towards bringing back the Oren to Am Yisrael. Now this daf is learned in Parshas Bullock, in the Daf Yomi, and we have here a connection, direct connection to the Parsha. Because the Ritva asks, the Mishnah Novus tells us that one of the things that were created in Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes is Pia Osun, is the mouth of the Osun, of the female donkey of Bilam, that spoke. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Bullock, we see the Osun speaking to Bilam. And that idea, that ability for an animal to speak was something that was created specially on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Says the Ritva, here you have the cow singing. Why is that not mentioned also as one of the things that were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes? So it's interesting to point out that the Maharal disagrees. He says they didn't actually sing. It was just based on how they walked. It was as if they sang. But the Ritva seems to learn that they actually sang. So says the Ritva, this is part of what it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Pia Osun, the mouth of the female donkey. Part of that is also the Shira of these cows. Because the mouth of the donkey is the Av, which includes all the talking of all the animals. And the Ben Yoyada adds a little bit to the Ritva and says that same power that was used for the Pia Osun of Bilam was used for the Parish to sink. And to explain a little bit more the Oymek that seems to come out from this Ritva, is that there is an idea of Gilui Kvod Shamayim coming from the world. The last Braisa of Maseches Ovi says that Kol Mosheh Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olamo Lo Yibro'oi Ela Lichvodoi. Everything in this world brings Kvod Shamayim. Kvod Shamayim comes from every single item in the world. And La'asid Lavoi will be more clear how every item, every single thing, every single chayfetz in the world brings Kvod Shamayim. We always mention what Moshe Shapir Zetzal used to say, that every item in the world is called Dover. Dover is Lashon Dibur. Why? Because the Dibur is the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'akol nihiya bidvar roi. His Dibur is coming, is permeating from every single item. We see it through the items. So every item in the world brings Gilu Kvod Shamayim. And Rav Moshe once showed me that that's really the Perek at Tehillim that we say every morning in Pesukei Dezimra. It says like this, Halu kalus Hashem min Hashamayim alu bamramim. Halu kol malochov, halu kol tzevov. Talk about all the things that are up there in Shemayim. And then it says, after we give the whole list, it says, why? It's a Mahal Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. Just the mere fact that they were created in the world, that's already Hilul and Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we go down to the Aretz. Halalus Hashem in Aretz. Taninim Michol Toimus. Eshuvorot. Shalag Vikitor. All the different items of the world with Mahal Hashem. Even Ha'orim v'chol gvois, the mountains, the hills, Ha'chayo v'chol be'ema, the animals as well. And then we talk about the human beings, Bachurim v'gam mesulois, Zekinim ne'orim. Where is that Hilul come from? Ya'alud Shem Hashem kinizgav shmoy levadoi. Look at the difference. When we speak about the Shemaim, it says, Kiutzivu v'nivro. They're Me'al Hashem, just the mere fact that they were created. But the Gilui of Hilul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes from the Aretz, that comes kinizgav shmoy levadoi. Meaning when there is Gilui of Yichud in Kvod Shamayim in Nizgal and the Bria, Nizgal Shemal Avadu, referring to the time of La'asid Lavoi. When you're going to see everywhere Kvod Shamayim, that's when you're going to see every item in the world, Nizgal that covered. Something that we can't see now. We can't see how every animal, how every creature is Nizgal Kvod Shamayim. But in Nizgal Shemal Avadu, when there'll be a Gilui of Nizgal Shemal Avadu, you'll see it coming out from every place. There are times in the Bria where we see Kvod Shamayim coming also from animals and from creatures. And that's one of the things that was revealed in Parshas Bullock, in the story of Bilam. Because as we know, in the story of Bilam, we have Giluim, revelations, that we don't have in the whole Kol HaTorah Kula. We have a revelation that's coming from a higher place, that's not the regular day-to-day thing. This is clearly brought down in the Gemara in Bava Basra, that says, Moshe Rabbeinu Kos of Sifroi, uParshas Bilam. He wrote his own Sefer Torah, all the Chumashim, all the Parshias. And in addition, also, the Parsha of Bilam is not part of the Sefer Torah. So as the many of the Sfarim point out, The reason is because Parshas Bilam is coming to attack the attempt of Bilam to give klal to Am Yisrael. It needs to come from a higher source. That's why Dafka in this Parsha we mention the Mashiach is going to come. There's a specific pasuk saying the Mashiach is coming. As mentioned earlier in the Gemara, these are the days Loizom Boisav Yomim, because Bilam was not angry those days. It's a gili that comes from a higher place, from a place of lasid lovoi, where the world is perfect, where we talk about the shvachim of Am Yisrael, of what they did, and not who they are, and not how they act. So we're talking about these type of giluim, we have a revelation of an animal speaking. Pia also is speaking over here, there's a gili kvod shamayim coming from the Bria itself. And the same thing over here is the porus of plishtim. The plishtim, they took away the aron, and the aron is gili kvod shamayim in the world. There was a gila over here that the Aron cannot stand for it. And there's a gila kod shamayim coming from the human beings that are far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have a gila coming from the cows themselves that are carrying the Aron. The Gemara tells us that what was nignas with the Aron was also the gift that the Plishtim gave. It's part of the gila of the Aron in the world. It's a gila kod shamayim coming from the world. And this also connects, the Maharal explains, that the Gemara says, what do they sing? One of the Pirushim is Mizmor Yasmo. It's the Mizmor Yasmo, the orphan Mizmor. The Rashi tell you say, we don't know who said it and for what. It says the Maharal, it says the Klal HaNisim, all the Nisim in the world. It's the Gilik V'Shamayim coming from the world itself. That's what seems to be the singing of the cows that the Ritva is referring to as part of Ptichas Pia Osuin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.